Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting third. The left fielder, Norm Larker. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snyder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting 7th. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Johnny Podres. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is walked intentionally. Walls moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin strikes out. 2 outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Moon is hit by the pitch. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor catches it and throws to first to double up Moon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thompson strikes out. 1 out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro strikes out. 1 out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Padres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Larker. Schult reaches second base with a double. Morin goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman is walked intentionally. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Moon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Moon reaches third base with a triple. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larker is 0 for 1 in the game. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moon scores. 2 outs. It's Cubs, 1, Dodgers, 1. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snider is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Larker. Morin reaches second base with a double. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Neiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Padres fields it and throws to first for the out. Morin moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Padres is 0-for-1 in the game. Padres bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Wills. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Will steals second. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Will scores. Gilliam moves to second. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moon for the out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Larker hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snider moves to second. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosboro hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Walls, who is chasing the ball. Rosboro reaches third base with a triple. Snider scores. Neal goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Dodgers. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Padres is 0-for-2 in the game. Padres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosboro scores. It's 5-1, Dodgers. Bill Henry now pitching. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field. Walls picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walls. Padres moves to third. Gilliam moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Niemann for a passed ball. Padres scores. Gilliam moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Dodgers. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Moon hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Rapolsky now playing left field. Don Demeter now playing center field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morin strikes out. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a line drive into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter strikes out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Dodgers. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neiman hits a line drive towards short. Wills reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill pinch hits for Bill Henry. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.